Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Let's analyze the markets now. Monday was another day where wheat led the way, but just spring wheat. Winter wheat, not so much. Allison Thompson of The Money Farm.
Definitely a mixed trade. Normally we don't see that much divergence in the wheat exchanges. Usually they do move at least in the same direction during the day. But interestingly, Minneapolis wheat just had some strength to it today, maintaining gains across the board. Now, some of that may have to do with May going off the board tomorrow. From our first notice day, so we see May contracts go into delivery. And actually, we saw the May contract on Minneapolis wheat close about 19, 20 cents higher. So there's obviously some movement going out of that May contract, which may account for some of that move. But to see double digits in Chicago and still seeing, you know, positive on Minneapolis is a rarity, but it's good. Obviously, we're getting some rain up here, which does slow down planting. And I know it's nice to see the rally we've gotten over just the last week, but in all reality, I don't think they're getting any more wheat acres planted with it. And obviously, with rain delays, it doesn't look like there probably will be too much more going in either. If we're looking at another week, we're probably going to see guys start moving on to other crops as well. So that's likely keeping things supported. And actually, Kansas City didn't do too bad either today. Single-digit losses there. And again, a lot of those winter wheat areas, western Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, missed a lot of the rains again. So we're likely going to see crop conditions deteriorate again this week in this afternoon's report, which likely added some support there too. But in all reality, today is the first day that we've seen July Chicago and July Kansas City wheat actually closed lower after seven sessions. So it's definitely healthy for the market to turn a little bit. But in all reality, after such a steep rally, it's not bad to see the losses we did today.
How much field work do you have going on around Ada there, Allison?
Not much. I have heard of a few guys putting some beans in the ground, but it's very small amounts. I think most guys were focusing on the small grains. Wheat, obviously, there was some corn being put in, beets are in. So those are the main ones that I know a lot of guys are focusing on and are kind of we're waiting for some warmer weather before going too crazy, even on the corn and bean side. But I know further south, they've definitely been pushing as well. I know Alan's in my office in Northwest Iowa, and he was saying that they've already gotten inch, but they're already looking at forecasts over the next week to 2 weeks for another 1 to 2 inches. So there's definitely going to be some wet pockets. But I have a feeling that this week's crop condition report might be the best one we see in a couple weeks. I have a feeling progress will likely slow here in the coming weeks, but it's all relative. I mean, bulls really need this planting delay to get some legs to it, and it's probably going to take more than a couple weeks. But in the meantime, I guess we're happy to see a little bit of a bounce and hopefully at least sustain these levels.
Allison, any news driving the livestock futures?
No, not a lot of fresh news there either. Kind of a pause. Even on the hog side, I know they've had a decent move here lately, so we're kind of seeing a pause there as well. We'll see if it can hold some support. Outside markets, kind of a quiet day there too, kind of wavered, kind of like the grains, to be honest with you. They were up really strong early, and then they kind of wavered lower, and now we're kind of close to unchanged to finish the day. The dollar was lower today, which may be helping out our greens a little bit. But on the other side, we did see crude actually trade about a dollar lower. But actually, outside markets have a busy week this week. Lots of economic reports that we're going to be keeping an eye on. We have the FOMC meeting on top of that happening this week. Next week, we get CPI data and USDA report. So we do have a lot of different things happening that are going to be hitting the market here shortly.
Allison Thompson, The Money Farm. It's time for a weather break now. This is Inside Agriculture.